Well, this morning we're visiting with a guest here on the phone. Ron Roseman joins us here this morning from his family farm up in the Shelby County area. He and his family operate a farm that is involved with Practical Farmers of Iowa. And they've got a field day coming up here this Saturday to show off some of the methods that they use. And I wanted to visit a little bit with that about Ron this morning about that. And thank you for joining us, Ron. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to speak to you today.
Hey, talk a little bit first just about in general about your family farm.
Well, I've been a farmer for 53 years, and Maria and I have been married 48 years. And we have, well, actually, I am supposed to be semi-retired as two of our sons, David and Daniel. So we have a 700-acre diversified certified organic farm since it's been certified since 1994. We raise beef and pork and have egg layers on our farm. And we actually have four labels, those three, and then also have popcorn. And so, yeah, we raise a lot of different crops. We like the diversity because it has lots of profit centers that we can tap into. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a snapshot of what our farm is like.
Yeah. Well, I know over the years, Ron, you've tried a number of different types of tactics on the farm as well, and in some cases kind of been out in front and leading the way, right?
Well, yes. I've had the good fortune of being involved with the Practical Farmers of Iowa from the beginning back in 1986. And the hallmark of our organization has been on-farm research trials to see if we can do a better job and reduce fertilizer and pesticides, et cetera, et cetera. And we have conducted over 50 randomized replicated trials over the last 40 years now of PFI.
Wow. Are there a few of them that you can mention that were some of the most successful?
Sure. One that had a lot of influence in our operation was done in the late 80s and 90s. Early 90s, and that was we compared ridge tillage. We still are ridge tillers. We compared using herbicides on just on the row to using no herbicides, and there was no yield difference, and there was no difference in weed counts. And then another one that was very important is we compared conventional tillage where we disc corn stalks versus no-till into corn stalks with organic soybeans, and there was no difference in weed counts. There were more weeds in the conventional plots than there was in the no-till plot. So that helped us decide that we needed to be as much no-till as we could, and we've been doing it ever since, you know, for over close to 35, 40 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that has then caught on, too. The whole point is to be a leader in the industry and to try different types of things and see if there's a better way to do these things. How long does it take others to then catch on after that?
Well, you know, we're not a purist organization. We're a big tent organization, meaning we try to appeal to all kinds of farmers, big, small, little, or vegetable growers, organic growers, fruit growers, etc. But what binds us together is this wanting to be better stewards of the land. So now we have 10,000 members in our organization, and so there's lots of different ways to go about in making these improvements. One is by planting cover crops. Another is by planting prairie strips for pollinators. And so there's many tools in the toolbox, and that's what has also been a strong TFI, is that we learn from one another. So, you know, as I said, there's a lot of change, too, starting to happen. Iowa farmers are concerned about water quality and soil quality, and, you know, we've kind of reached a point where many people feel like it's time to make some changes, and I think what really spurred that was the publicity surrounding that now Iowa has the leading cancer rates in the country of any state. So people are starting to look for alternatives, much like it was in the 80s when our organization started because of the farm crisis years. Yeah. People were looking for ways to cut back on input costs, and that meant fertilizers and chemicals. And now today we seem to be reaching another point in agriculture history.
Yeah, well, if you can do it a little safer, a little healthier, and also save a couple of bucks along the way, then everybody wins, that's for sure. This event Saturday is from 2 until 5 p.m. on the farm there along Ironwood Road at Harlan. And you mentioned something about the ridge till and weed control strategies. I assume those will be some of the things that will be discussed during the visit on Saturday.
Yes, it definitely will. We'll be looking at corn and soybeans. We'll be looking at a new cover crop we just planted for grazing. We'll be looking at our cattle operation and at our equipment that helps us to do good, you know, as good a job as we can with weed control. And I also want to add that this field day is open and free to the public, and there will be a meal served after the field day, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you bet. Anyone who has an interest in that.
We do these every other year now. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work to do it every year, so we decided every other year is the way we're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, and Ron, I know, of course, you've had a lot of years of experience working this way, and you've written down some notes from some of your experiences, too, in book form. Are you going to talk a little bit about that, too?
Yes. First part of the program is going to be devoted to a book that has been published just this past January. It's called A Practical Farmer's Journey, A History of Community Stewardship and Resilience. And so, it covers a lot of topics, the past, the present, and the future of farms, food, and rural communities. So there's a lot in it, and it's actually a textbook, but it's easy to read, and it's going to be used in some universities in some of their programs.
Sure. Well, and I'm sure the experience pays off, too, because I'm guessing along those years you've had some great successes, but probably some not-so-successful things.
Oh, definitely. But we've always tried to learn from our mistakes. And, you know, there's nothing to hide on a PFI field day. You see the good, you see the not so good. And, you know, there's always good discussions. And we learn from the other farmers attending the field day as well, who might have some good solutions to whatever problems we may have this year. Or it's certainly systemically, too, for over many years. One other thing that is going to be a highlight of our field day is that we in PFI, Practical Farmers of Iowa, made the decisions to hire a policy director and that is a first for PFI. And it kind of goes along with what I said earlier. The membership has been asking for it. Conventional farmers were asking for working policies. So because of the problems we're having now with low prices and tariffs and the cancer rates, the water quality, many farmers would like to farm differently. You know, the costs are a huge issue, the cost of technology and equipment. And so everybody's kind of asking, well, how can I keep farming the way we are under a system that just does not seem to be working for us or for the state of Iowa? You know, we're not seeing growth in jobs and markets and, product development in the state. We're one of the lowest states in the country now for increases in economic vitality.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ron, years ago I had it summed up to me very simply by a farmer who told me that the word farm has four letters in it. So does the word risk. You know, everything we do is based, it seems like, on risk and trying to minimize those risks. And that's kind of what these field days are about, is minimizing risk on the farm by playing off someone else's experiences.
Definitely. And, you know, you hit upon an interesting point when you said risk. This is where, over the years, Iowa State has done some very good research that has shown that if you have more diversity of rotations, such as adding a small grain like oats, or you have hay and pasture, you actually lessen your risk and increase your profitability. The problem is, you know, the policies have encouraged only two crops, and that's corn and soybeans. And so many farmers, you know, continue to get rid of the pasture, take land out of forests and so forth and convert it to corn. And, well, it's really not a good thing for the long-term sustainability. We got to have more diversity in this state.
Yeah, I'm curious, Ron. Your family is involved. You've got children involved in the family farm now as well. So they're the next generation. They're the legacy. Are they going to continue on, do you think, operating the way you have?
Oh, definitely. And they're going. You know, they're very committed to our kind of farming. They grew up with it, and they learned the skills at a very young age. We have three sons, and all three of them went to Iowa State and graduated in agricultural areas, agronomy and rural sociology and history. So the two oldest sons decided to come back to the farm with their families, and our third son lives in Bogota, Colombia, where he works for the Foreign Agricultural Service of USDA in trade negotiations. So everybody in our family did not fall too far from the tree, I guess. that's also a statement to my spouse, Maria. I mean, that's a plug for her because, she did not grow up on a farm. She grew up city, but she became a farmer.
She had no choice. All right.
Well, this is true.
That's very good. Well, again, the PFI Field Day at the Roseman Family Farm, which, by the way, is located at 1222 Ironwood Road of Harlan, and that's going to be this Saturday, August 22nd, from 2 until 5 p.m. You can come and hear a little bit about what's been going on the farm, maybe even pick up a copy of the book, who knows, and get a nice meal there as well as part of that field day. Ron Roseman's been with us here this morning. He's the leader of that family farm there. Ron, thank you so much for the time here today. Hope you have a great day Saturday.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's been great talking to you, and we look forward to it, rain or shine.